WBDG FM HD1, Indianapolis.
He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson once again for the 1,215th time. Hey, Max, I went up one time since last week. You noticed that, didn't you?
I did. I was very confused.
It was 2014, now it's 2015. Actually, it's not, but one day, Mr. Easter, he's a math major. He might just work out those numbers for me. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. Our main line here is 244-WDG, 244-9234. You can call in if you got an issue you want to talk about or comment on issues that we're talking about today. You can call in. We do have that available here on Giant 90.9. I got my student producer in the, and I got guests coming in, but I got my student producer behind the magic board. Good morning, Max.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Doing good.
How you doing?
Doing good.
How you doing? Is there echo in your mic? I don't know.
I don't know either, man. I never know.
How's your week been going, Max?
It's been going good, and I'm extremely excited that fall break is coming up.
You going anywhere special?
I don't know right now. We're still trying to figure that out.
Let me call your mom right now.
Okay.
You want to go to Disney World? Where you want to go? Florida? Canada?
Just somewhere.
Okay. Hey, Mom. What's up? What's up, Abby? Think I gotta work. Think I can get on the phone.
I think we could.
Think I could. We just got bum rushed. Mr. Goins, good morning, sir.
Good to see everybody.
Good to be seen.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. That's what he says. I love getting bum rushed.
They say we're getting ready to go on fall break.
Yep. What that mean?
2 weeks.
No kids? Just your own.
Well, that's enough.
Mr. Goins, the director of television, extraordinaire. He knows a lot of people too.
He does.
So, like my guest, she know a lot of people too. So we're gonna deal with that too. But Max, any plans for the weekend?
Not right now. No.
Oh, that's good. So I'm gonna call your mom and I'm gonna say, hey, he needs to clean up his room, take out the trash,
leaves.
I'm just kidding, Max. You're not a messy kid. That's what I heard.
No, I'm not. Making me do more work than I need to.
I know. When you get older, you get married, they call it a honey-do list. honey-do this.
Wow.
Yeah, it happens, you know, because I kind of like, I didn't, that's another show. We'll talk about honey-do list one day. It gets you going, Max, but honey do this, honey do that, yeah. Anyway, but that's my stuff. Student got some stuff. We call that stuff for our students on the...
We mentioned this a little bit earlier, but fall break begins today. It's October 9th through October 24th for Ben Davis and Area 31 students. That means no school. Also, we have Inside Ben Davis Football. It will air this Tuesday at noon live with our podcast on Audio Boom. And tonight, Ben Davis travels to Lawrence Central at 7 p.m. That's going to be a fun one there. We got our podcast on audioboom.com. Just search WBDGFM. Social media at WBDG Indy, except for TikTok at Giant90.9. School Talk airs every Friday at 7:38 a.m. with replays Sunday at 2 p.m. And Emerson, that was it.
That's not much.
No,
it's a lot. Our students stay busy. They always involved in something, and that's how it goes. And you drive by Ben Davis High School, y'all are gonna see the lights on. You see cars parked in the parking lot. You see events happening at the school because our students are also busy. So that's what I'm talking about. So we got some educators, some community leaders in the student today to talk about some stuff and things, a variety of things that's happening here in Ben Davis High School and in the community. And I'm a dip and dap and stuff as far as I can dip and dap and stuff and still keep my dip and dapping job. Woo! Dipping and dapping. Mr. East, that was close. So anyway, in the studio, we got the ladies in the house, y'all. We got the ladies in the house. So up on the microphone, we got from here in Wayne Township and State Rep from here in Indianapolis, Indiana. State Representative Renee Pat, good morning.
Good morning, Emerson. How are you?
I'm glad to have you here. Glad to have you here. Now on the mic, and then we got the mic full today. We got the mic full. We got the student producer in the studio. We got me on one microphone. Then we got Renee Pack on. Then we have Rebecca Daugherty Sanders, and she's in today. She's the director of college and career readiness here at Ben Davis High School. Good morning.
Morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
It's what, second year now? Second or third?
No, this is my first year.
That's the first one? God, yeah. I know we were on the show last, but it's only been a year?
Yeah.
Gosh!
I came when I was the principal of Ben Davis University High School.
Right? Pound. I remember. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that. I thought you was ready to go already. Ben, you're already inside the house, but you wasn't. So that's how. Don't get old. So time just passes too fast. So we're going to talk about some stuff and things, y'all. We're going to talk about education. We're going to talk about a little politics, as far as I can go with it, without somebody hitting the plug on me. We don't get political on this show, you know, because politics does not get involved with our education process here on the West Side. It just don't happen. Politics doesn't put his head in that business. It don't happen. So, State Representative Renee Pack, she's a veteran of the United States Army. Thank you for your service.
Woo-hoo. Thank you.
Push that magic button. I love my veterans.
Emerson, thank you for your support.
Yeah. Well, you know, don't hold. I'm a jarhead. So don't hold against me. So.
That's anyway, okay.
quick introduction, real quick. Quick introduction. I want to know from both of you young ladies. I want to know, and this is gonna make y'all. Do a little thing. I want to know where you went to high school, where'd you go to college, and that's what I want to know first. State Rep Renee Pack.
Thank you, Emerson. I went to high school actually in two different spots.
You did? I went to four, yeah. But go ahead.
One for every year.
Huh? Yeah, I was just bad.
But my father was in the military, so we moved around quite a bit. Mm-hmm. I did my first freshman, sophomore year in New Jersey. And my junior and senior year in Nashville, Tennessee, Weiss Creek Comprehensive High School.
Tennessee.
Go Cobras. Uh-huh. And I went back to school and got my bachelor's in management from Indiana Wesleyan. And then I got my master's in educational leadership from IUPUI.
I got to say it. Ooey-pooey. Mrs. Sanders. It's Mr. Sanders, right? Can I say that?
Saunders.
Saunders?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, I don't get old. Mrs. Saunders. Which high school? Where'd you go?
Lake Central. It is in Northwest Indiana, Lake Central High School.
Yeah.
For all 4 years. Yeah.
And where'd you go to college? Where'd you go?
Ball State.
With Ball State?
Yep.
What was your major at Ball State?
It was music education, originally.
You was in and out of the, what's that building? The big guy.
David Letterman.
Yeah.
Well, that was actually, before, it was actually in a different spot, and then they built a new one across the street. But no, I did music ed, and then I switched to science. So then I spent a lot of time in the Cooper Science Building.
Okay, did you play an instrument?
I did. I played clarinet, tenor sax. I was in.
You played tenor sax too. I played tenor sax. Woo, girl.
Did pep band, jazz band, marching
band. I miss my sax.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got nerve damage in my left hand, so I really can't play my sax anymore. But I saw, ladies, on the internet. This is off topic, but I saw on the internet you can get a one-handed saxophone, and your right hand controls the top keys and the bottom keys.
Ooh.
But it's about $15,000.
Oh, my God.
So if y'all see a GoFundMe page out there for Emerson doing something, that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to get this one hand, my one-handed saxophone. I miss playing the sax. It's a beautiful sound. It's a beautiful sound.
It is.
Man, it is beautiful. Okay, all right, back. I'm going to jump right into this one. College readiness. And then I'm going to jump back into some other stuff, too. Are young people and getting them prepared for college? That's what you do here at Ben Davis High School.
Well, actually, I represent enlisting and employing. So yeah. I just pushed out information regarding the Army yesterday. I like to focus on the Area 31 and the trades because there's such a shortage. And mm-hmm. then, of course, college is definitely a great option, too. And we have a lot of programs in place for our kids in our impact period. We use a program called Naviance to mm-hmm. help them to learn about colleges, apply to colleges, get ready to go to college.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you talk about secondary education, you don't want to just pigeon a child into just thinking going to a four-year college.
No.
There's other options.
Yo, totally. Tons of options. And it, like I said, as we near a really serious shortage in the trades industry, really need to push students to consider options like career certification. They have great programs at the Career Center that offer the opportunity for them to jump right into that and mm-hmm. get a high wage and not go through a four-year undergraduate program. So, I mean, it really just depends on what they want. And then, of course, it depends on how they prepare for that opportunity, you know.
Okay. I'm going to ask these questions to both of you. I'm going to try to get to a point, and my point is going to be young people trying to keep them out of harm's way. And if we plant the seeds, I'm hoping and thinking in my old mind that by planting those seeds early, it'll keep them out of harm's way down the road. So dealing with parents, are parents receptive to what you do here at Ben Davis High School as pertains to secondary education?
I definitely think that they are. I think they want the best for their child. I just don't know that they always know how to help them. So that's part of what we do is we help to educate parents on the opportunities available as well and how they can support their child in seeking those opportunities because the parent has to be involved at some point. You know, right now the FAFSA window just opened.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the opportunity for students to get free federal support, you know, for the finances of college. And they got to have their parents engaged in that process. But we're here to help, you know.
Now, this is what I don't know, Renee, is when, as you, you were a parent community liaison, you still doing that?
No, I'm just here working in college career readiness with the Level Up program.
But your background in that, you can't, even as your position as state rep, you can't turn that off.
No, it all keeps coming back to the same thing, and that's service to not just community, but service to our families and to our scholars, so... That's how you know that you're in the right place because mm-hmm. it just keeps coming right back around. And this has been the first quarter of this year has been magnificent working with the Level Up program and our scholars, our great coaches, you know, under the leadership of Mrs. Saunders. It's just been a phenomenal journey, and we're just working every day to get better and better and serve kids better and better.
Because it takes a village to raise a child. I know that, and I'm
yes.
just saying that whole cliche, but it really does. You know, how many committees are you on, Ms. Pack, at the, you know, what? I got a list of how many committees. State committees. Yeah.
I'm on three.
Three?
Yeah.
Only three?
Yeah. Everybody gets three. I'm a ranking minority member on Veterans Affairs and Public Safety.
Okay.
And I'm also on Family Children Committee and Small Business, Economic Development, and Commerce.
And that's what I was highlighting, too, the family and children connection that you try to do on the state level.
Right.
And what Ms. Saunders does here in on the school level,
mm-hmm.
how they intertwine, because I think we all got to work together to get our young people to a certain point where they can see the future, and to see that the future is bright, and the opportunities are unlimited.
I think you're exactly right.
You know?
That's exactly right. When they see that there's something better, they have a plan, which that's what we work with mm-hmm. also. Is goal setting and planning for the future. When they see that and they can start working at it and be involved in it, they thrive.
Yeah.
They do so much better.
And that's the thing. Take a couple. That's the thing is like, is like, okay, all right, you know, elephant in the room, the shooting we had at the school
sure.
During the football game. That broke so many hearts. Mm-hmm. And then we were so thankful that a lot of folks weren't hurt, but knowing how to deal with situations and problems without grabbing the gun to solve the problem, our young folks got to learn that at an early age, and somehow we got to keep sticking that into their brain cells. But I used to think I had pretty good ideas. I mean, I knew how to fix it. I don't know how to fix the problem. I really don't.
Yeah.
And I think
if we all, Emerson, say that we don't know how to fix it
yeah.
and stop throwing dollars here and, you know, dollars here hoping that they stick. We need a cohesive, comprehensive plan to help our youngsters. And here in our school district, what I think is going to be helpful is the efforts that we put into our social emotional learning. Mm-hmm. But that's going to take years so that those that came up in kindergarten, first grade, learn these skills all through their schooling, and then they'll know better as they get older how to deal with conflict. And that's the whole issue. We have youngsters sometimes that just don't know how to deal with conflict.
Do you know how to, but even communicate. I mean, learn how to communicate. And that's why parents, that's why I'm kind of harping on parents. They play a big role in being involved in the young people. And then and both of you guys, how do you get parents to be more engaged with the young people? I know some parents aren't. I hate to say that, but some parents, do you just call them on the phone and say, hey,
so I get the honor of working with our AVID program, Advancement Via Individual Determination. We have probably collectively about 600 kids in that program in grades 8 through 12. And one of the things that our goal is just to invite the parents in. And so just the other day at that football game, we had the AVID 10 through 12 program, which is led by Sarah Shannon, and she just had a cookout for parents just to invite them in and then gave them, you know, free tickets to the game. And I mean, that's the number one thing is just welcome the parents in, and then you feed them information and give them resources. You know, parent conferences are going on right now.
Right.
That is a wonderful opportunity to have that one-on-one conversation with a teacher about their child, you know, and I think that's very valuable even in high school, you know, all the way through. And again, I really think it just comes down to making sure there's not a barrier between, you know, the school and the parent, and making sure that if there are barriers between it, if there's a language barrier, then you got to address it. You know, if it's an inability for them to access resources on the internet, if they don't know about due dates, if they don't know how to do a process like the FAFSA, like all they have to do is bring in their financial information and we'll help them walk them through it. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's just being a partner with the parent and taking the extra effort to go above and beyond us to make sure that there's no barriers there. You
because
know?
It's got to start at home. I mean, no two ways about it as pertains to anything. And then you got to have the right community members in the right positions to do the right things for the community. And the same way inside the school, having the right type of staff to do the right thing for young folk. Because you said language barrier. I mean, not just language. Now we got communication barrier because we got COVID. We're here wearing masks and stuff. You don't have big meetings like you used to have. And you probably don't have meetings with the parents like you used to have. There's probably a lot of Zoom type meetings with parents. And then you can't really get that personal, or you can't grab the parent anyway. So get your child to school.
We'll that's
Emerson talking. So you should be allowed to shake up a parent every once in a while. You know, your child's missed 10 days of school. What's wrong with you? And you just shake the parent. Right. Okay, you'll be out of a job. Don't do that.
Don't do that, Emerson.
No, I know.
So bad. I was Emerson talking, not the educators. As it pertains to a state rep package in the community, working with our fire department or other departments, you know, how I mentioned before about politics, you know, and then, but even with the education system, there's politics involved.
Sure.
Big time. And at the same time, I think about our community safety. You're getting involved in, you're involved in a lot of things. Why are you involved in so many things? Is that because of the community? Is it because of that's just the way it is? Or is that just your job?
I would say it's more just my journey of service.
Yeah.
It's just what I do. It's how I breathe. It's how I move through the world, helping, supporting good causes, fighting for people who just aren't in positions to fight for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's what we do. And, you know, I've been blessed to raise my family. All my children are grown up and doing pretty well. So this is a great time in my life for me to really pour 100% into everything that I'm doing. But you just have to see it as like a calling,
yeah.
You know, and, you know, we work here with our scholars and we are invested totally and we want to see them succeed. So we do the work to try our best to get them to that point of success, that point of having a plan. And in our newest program, level up, we have four coaches mm-hmm. that work on my team, and they each have a caseload. And within their caseloads are scholars that are credit deficient, mm-hmm. that we are concerned about not graduating. So we've got coaches in place to handle these caseloads of kids, with seniors being our priority, but we have other grades too. Mrs. Saunders, why don't you talk about how that started?
The level up,
yeah.
Well, it actually started during the pandemic when we were on the shutdown. The prior mm-hmm. College and Career Readiness Director used bus drivers in order to communicate with students, to connect with them at their homes. And there was a program they used called Signal Vine, so they could text with the kids.
Okay.
And so as she was working through that process, she realized the value in having additional people who just, their sole goal is to make a connection with a student and build a rapport with that student. Because the fact is we're at a huge high school, and we only have so many counselors, and their ratio is just too high. And so the purpose of Level Up is really to reduce that ratio for the counselors and to connect with kids who we like to call bubble kids.
Okay.
Who are
bubble kids.
Yeah, they have potential. They're just not reaching it. And so,
ooh, I like that.
And you know what? I love the feedback from the students in the first couple of weeks that we started working with them, because the number one thing that we heard was that, I've never had anybody do this before. Yeah. Like, I feel special. Why me? You know, because the fact is our systems are created to support the top and support the bottom, but it's the middle that we don't do the best job at.
Now you talking.
And then we're letting kids slip through the cracks who just need that extra boost, you know? And so that's what the program is. We're focused on giving them that extra boost, and that's why we started with the seniors, because they've been impacted negatively by, you know, a pandemic for 20 months, and it could cause them to not graduate as a result of it, and then to not seek post-secondary opportunities that, you know, and to just be complacent with working a job. Mm-hmm. And we don't want that. We want them to reach their goals, you know.
I got a new position in that whole matrix. Bubble watcher.
Right.
Bubble watcher.
We're kind of bubble watchers.
Bubble watcher.
Yep.
If you're dealing with seniors, they're there. What about those sophomores, those freshmen? Like you said before, you know, you can see the potential way back then, but you don't want them to go astray before they get to be a senior. Because you hear about sometimes something happened between the junior and senior, whatever it might be. But if you got a bubble watcher out there, and you can see that freshman, right? And then they feel, like you said, they feel special. Wait a minute, I'm not a senior. I'm not a junior. Why are you? I'm just a freshman. Why are you talking to me? Because we see something. We see something, and we want you to stay on track. I had a proposal at one time, and I did present it. I think it presented to Mayor Ballard. It was a partnership between the city and the school, whereas you would actually, and this might sound crazy, but you would actually identify young people who had discipline issues when they were freshmen. And then you stayed with them. Mm-hmm. And you stayed with them. You stayed in contact with the parents, in contact with the students, and you stayed with them throughout this course until they no longer were that type. But you weren't a bad guy. You were like a friend, like a liaison. And they knew they had somebody in their corner. And I still think that idea might work. Because, you know, when you feel special, I mean, when I went to high school, I went to four different high schools in my hometown, Terrell. Didn't finish none of them. I was a knucklehead. And when I got in the Marine Corps, they straightened me up naturally. And I got my GED while I was in the Marines. But going through high school, I really didn't think my teachers cared about me. I think I know one of my teachers named Mrs. Bush from my ninth grade. That's my teacher. I don't know none of their names. None of their names. I don't think they really cared. I don't think anybody cared. That was my attitude. But when you think somebody cares about you and they think you're special, man, a light goes off. Mm-hmm. You talk about the bubble. You get a big head bubble, boy. I mean, I'm somebody, but they care about me. I think there's something to that, because our young people go astray, and then if they don't have that support system, if they're at home or somewhere else, then they stay out there. And then they go into other problems and other issues. And I think it's just tough for our young people these days compared to when I was back in the day when they had the oil lamps and stuff like that, you know, and kerosene oil. That's an old lamp. It was different. But now I think they're just under so much pressure now.
Yeah, and it's just a whole different world that they're living in. So many things going on around them that they have to overcome and then still come to school and be good scholars.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So this that's why I love this program, and it was funded through ESSER dollars, federal funded, because we knew there was a going to be for some kids a gap there in learning, and that we were going to have to be proactive rather than reactive to make sure that they get across that stage on June 2nd and get their diplomas. So it's been a really, really enlightening experience. Kids like to know they have a person.
They really do. You know, and it sticks with them. And I think that if the parents would buy into that, and I got to put it back on the parents too. You know, you got to buy into it. I mean, when I and I got stories, but when I was a state trooper one time, and kids would do stupid stuff, they would ask me to take them to juvenile. Don't take me home.
Oh boy!
Don't take me home, because they know their parents are going to whoop them as soon as they get out of the car, and they'd rather go to juvenile to deal with the parents' wrath.
Oh my goodness.
You know, there's something to that. When you respect your parents so much that, you know, when you get in trouble, you don't want to, oh man, I don't want to disappoint my folks. I don't want to disappoint my family. You know, and we need to get back to that too. And as educators, and you guys play educators and community leaders, you play a big role in that, because you're role models for our young people. Because if you don't open your door, answer your phone when they call, then they're lost. So I really appreciate everything that both of you guys are doing. I want you guys to, in my last few minutes, I want a message to the parents and then message to the students. If you had the opportunity to talk to a parent who really didn't believe in the educational process, didn't believe in the community process, what would you say to them?
I would say they need to make the best decisions for their child, and I'm sure that every parent wants their child to be successful and happy, right? Yeah. So
I'm sorry. I'll back up. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So the number one thing I would communicate to parents is, you don't have to do this alone. We're here to help you. You have to put in your effort, and then we'll meet you halfway and put in ours. You know, because raising that kid is not just the sole parent responsibility, but it definitely needs their involvement and their support. And they need to know that their child needs to know that they care about them too. Mm-hmm. You know, part of our connections with kids that we're making through Level Up, you know, could be because there isn't an opportunity to receive that at home.
Yeah.
You know, but the fact is they need that. They're at home just as much as they're at school, so they need it in both places, you know.
You said halfway. I think teachers give more than halfway. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you've heard of teachers buying supplies. Mm-hmm. You've seen teachers going in their own pocket buying stuff. You know, they don't do that because they have to. They do it because they love their students. Those students are their other kids. Mm-hmm. And you treat them that way. They're your other kid, you know, and I hope parents get that. Ms. Pack,
To parents?
Yeah.
To parents, I just want to say that educators are on your side. We support them, and we, you know, support their kids, but we're not on opposite ends.
Yeah.
We need to be working together as a team to get our scholars where they need to be, and I think, coming from an elementary school background, sometimes I saw parents that really thought we weren't on the same side.
Mm-hmm.
And that causes some contention sometimes, which affects the student. That's what it comes down to. So I would just encourage parents to make sure they're in close partnership with the educators involved in their child's life and work together to get great outcomes. Because when the parent and teacher are working together, I mean, this kid is surrounded, and it gives that child a better opportunity to move on to a good, sound future, whether it's in the workforce, whether it's in education, enlisting, or whether it's in the military.
Now, politicians give the word politics a sour taste and sound, but how do community members connect with you, State Rep Pack, with issues and problems in their community, and look at that as a positive, because you got somebody fighting for you, and not a negative, because you see so much negative in politics nowadays.
And that's unfortunate. And sometimes I still cringe when I am referred to as politician. I just think I'm like a community servant. I just work. But if you have any questions or want to communicate with me, you can go through email me at H92, which is House District 92, at IGA.gov. You can call me. You can look up the number. I don't know it offhand. My assistant helps me so much with that stuff. Yeah. But you can call me. I'm glad to call you back. I'm glad. Like in the morning, I'm going to have coffee with the constituent that just wanted to come and talk about some of the things that she's concerned about. And that's what we do. And that's, we make ourselves available, because if it wasn't for folks out there supporting us with their vote and with their finances, we wouldn't be in the position that we are now. But I encourage anybody within our district, if you need me, if you want to talk, if you have ideas, legislative ideas, just hit me up.
And that's what I'm talking about. You know, you the ladies in the studio, the teachers, the educators, both of you guys, you know, without our kids, without the parents' involvement, it just don't work. And sometimes it don't make no sense. But some
it don't make no sense. It don't make no sense.
But what does make sense? I messed her up. What does make sense is you guys are here for our young scholars, and it's a team. It's a teamwork thing. I mean,
yeah,
it's
definitely
a team thing. And folks will notice, you know, both of your titles. You know, one's inside the school system, and the other one's working in and out of the school system, but on behalf of our young people. And it is so, so beautiful. And I'm so glad both of you guys are on board and to help our Wayne Township students and our parents get to a point where our young folks can be old enough to start telling their own stories. And I hate hearing about young people dying so young from gun violence. Mm. And they never get an opportunity to be around to tell stories and have kids and all that crazy other stuff. Go to college and eat ramen noodles because all your money is your parents gave you. Because all your money is your parents gave you. You spend it on something else. Now you gotta eat ramen noodles.
Now you get stuck with noodles.
I ate rice-a-roni.
Yeah, the San Francisco tree. We should do a show on that.
Can I do one shout out?
Yeah, uh-huh.
I'm so excited today, and I'm kind of in my feelings.
Okay.
But I wanted to shout out to my oldest daughter, Candace, Camille, Corlew Robinson, and just let her know that I want to wish her the happiest 40th birthday ever.
Yeah, push the magic button.
Yeah.
Heck yeah, happy birthday. Yeah, I was saying butcher, but that'd be mad. Well, that is awesome. Shout outs are okay. You can do a shout out. I don't care. Shout out to anybody.
Here's my
to.
Shout out.
Go ahead.
To Ethan, Evan, and Owen, who are on their way to school right now and going to have a great day.
Yes.
At McClellan Elementary.
Hey,
go, Mac.
Push
go,
the
Mac.
Magic button.
Yeah.
And you got to encourage our young people. And I got four daughters. They're in their 30s and looking for. They're still my kids.
No matter
okay,
what.
How old your child gets. They're still your kids.
That's right.
That is crazy. My baby, she's out in Houston, Texas, and she's about 33. My wife said, she ain't no baby. I said, she's my baby.
She's your baby.
She's my baby, so therefore she's my baby, you know. I call her, hi, baby. She ain't no baby. Anyway, that's your granddaddy. Oh, I'm a great-grandfather.
Oh, my.
That's what it is. Okay, I get those great-greats mixed up, but it's just one great.
Wow, you're carrying your age well.
Uh-huh. I stopped doing stupid stuff. You know, I do the honey-do list.
Oh, we talked about that earlier.
Yeah, I do the honey-do list. You guys don't do that, do you? I don't put your husband through honey-do list, do you?
Well, I have a husband, but...
Yep, I do. Yeah.
Okay, that's going to be a show. Let's talk about the show. But anyway, anytime you guys got something going on inside the school building, outside the school building, pertains to our young people or our parents, you don't need an invitation. That big window's right there, Friday morning, 7:30, 8 o'clock. Who my guest is, you want to bum rush my show, run in here and make an announcement. Hey, bum rush my show. Mr. Goins, you saw what Mr. Goins did.
No,
you
can
bum rush my show just to say hi. You know, I love being bum rushed. So it's an open invitation. So. Keep doing what you're doing for our constituents, State Rep Pack. Keep doing what you're doing for our young people and our teachers here in the school district. Ms. Saunders. We appreciate both of you. Only a year?
Yeah.
That seems, gosh, you know, seems like, dang, I guess time flies, but I guess you're so good at your job, like you've been here longer.
Maybe that's it. I think I've only been doing this job for like 2 months.
2 months?
Yeah, we've just been here since
2 months?
We're brand new.
Dang, it's just 2 months. Gosh.
And that's another aspect, both of us starting out together.
Yeah.
And building.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's been really cool.
Yeah, well, you got a good team. Mm-hmm. You got a good team. Well, I got to get this young man back to class.
Okay. And
which is radio.
He's giving and a thumbs up.
You guys are going to another meeting and you'll deal with your young people and your scholars. And so we're going to get out of here. And fall break, you're not here. Next week, we don't have a shoe because our young people will be on fall break. You're going to Florida, right? I called your parents. They said they'll take you to Florida. To the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And to remember, your future is in the hands of one to hang with. Okay, it's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the cat that's wearing the mask. You got to wear your mask, y'all. You got no choice. I love seeing your pretty faces, but we got to wear a mask until they get this thing under control. So be a man, be a man, be a man, young man. Pull up your pants. I can't stand sagging. I still can't stand sagging, lady. What y'all think about sagging? Mr. Saunders, what do you think about sagging?
Totally not in favor of it. It's not attractive.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm offended.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
I'm not trying to see your undies.
I don't want to see your BBDs. You know, Fruit of the Looms. You know, I see the commercials. That's enough for me. So pull your pants up. Dr. Butts always say, you're going to mess around and mess up your hips. You will mess up your hips. Walk around a little water like a duck. Quack, 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 quack. Ain't no future in that. I don't mean to rhyme, but I'm running out of time. So students. Enjoy your fall break. Enjoy your fall break and come back safe here on Giant 90.9. So until 2 weeks from now, I guess. See you in 2 weeks on School Talk.